Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. We have just a few days left before Christmas, so everybody have a good time. Just enjoy yourself and have a wonderful time. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. Thank you, Lord, for your life. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for everything that you have done for us, things we know of and things we do not know of, keeping us from certain things that could have caused us harm. And we thank you, Lord, for it because we trust you, Lord. Thank you for everything that you have done and that you are doing and going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, today we are going to read the two scriptures from which we started this podcast, because around this season in particular is that there's a lot of songs and there are nativity scenes and there are things that are drawing our attention to the birth of Christ. And these two scriptures are very fitting because it tells us that God had us on his mind 2,700 years ago. This is in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 9, and it's going to be verse 6 and 7. And Isaiah was a prophet during the time of 740 to 699 BC. And that's why I said over 2,700 years ago. But you know, God had us in his mind an eternity ago. God is not restricted by time. And so he knew about us and he knew us. Like it said in Jeremiah, I knew you and I formed you in the belly of the womb. I knew you way before you were even born. So God knows us. Amen. And so let's read Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. It says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And I love this scriptures, these set of scriptures, because it walks us through where we can take every little bit of that and point to the life of Christ, what was, what is, and what shall be. And we talked in early in our podcast about when we first started it back in August, the portion of unto us a child is born. And all the prophecies that were from old that identified or pointed to the coming of the Lord, the birth of the Lord. And so I heard the other day people talking about, well, was December 25th, was that the actual day that Jesus was born? And some say it was on the 21st of December. Some say it was another time of the year, like spring. But you know what? They all came to the conclusion of, it doesn't really matter. The fact is that he was born. The Savior of the world is alive and well, and he was born for us. And it says, and unto us a son is given. And that's where we are right now. We're talking about the sonship of Christ, walking through the book of John, talking about the different things that he did, the miracles, the healings, the teaching, the pouring out his heart, the training and leading the disciples to prepare them for his departure. And so he's just pouring out and pouring out. And that's what God is doing to us. He's pouring out and he's pouring out, but he has so much more. It says, upon his shoulders, the government shall rest. That's going to come. That hasn't even happened yet. That is in the millennial reign of the 1,000 years. That's going to come. But you know what? He is also called Wonderful. Wonderful. I love that. And he is a counselor. And there are so many times that we need a counselor. We need that sound mind, that still small voice to say, it's going to be okay. Yes, you should do that. No, you should probably refrain from that. Go ahead and readjust that. Reflect on that, because we need to work on that. We need a counselor. We need someone to calm us, to soothe our minds. Amen? And we need a mighty God. We need someone strong and able to bear the burdens of this life. And that's who God is. He, in the fullness, Jesus indwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So he is Father, he is Son, he is Spirit. It's all encapsulated in him. And so we need that mighty God, that strong one to hold us up when we are feeling down, to hold us up when we feel like we're going to crumble, to hold us up when we feel like we can't take another second, to hold us up, hold us in his hand, and father us. And the next is the everlasting Father. There's some of us that don't have a father. I don't. My father passed when I was 21, and he lived in D.C. at the time, and I was here in San Diego. But you know what? God will be a father to the fatherless. My job, or my father's job as a father for me, was finished at 21, but God has always been my father. You know, it took me so many years to even come to scratch the surface of understanding that. I'm still working through it, because you look to your father, your earthly father, for so many things. You look to, especially as a woman, as a girl, you look to your father for validation and for acceptance. A father builds you up and he tells you that you're special. And I look for that so many years, but you know what? God is my everlasting father. He is my father. He fathers me. I remember one precious time I was at church and I was in the spirit and I was crying and I was just pouring my heart out to God, and I raised my hands and I can see in the spirit of my mind, God was playing patty cake with my hands. Oh my gosh, I was so, I just can't even describe. I can see it now. And I began to do it while I was standing there, just a little patty cake with my hands. And he was letting me know, you are my child. You are my child. And sometimes, even as adults, we need to know that our Father loves us. It's huge. And that was such a special day, and I'll never forget it. It was beautiful. And it says in verse 7, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Oh, I missed the Prince of Peace. We got to talk about the Prince of Peace. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow, because we're running out of time. But he is also the Prince of Peace. And we need peace, don't we? We need peace. So bless you on today. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.